How about radios?
Well, grandmother Gala saved up some money. She had some money, and she bought the first radio from Ed Rickard in Raleigh. The record competition, I think, in this case, was a radio salesman from Pocahontas. And I can't remember their make name, but the Rickard radio was an Atwater Kent radio with three dials. WHO Des Moines was one of the stations, and with the famous Ronald Reagan as a sports announcer. You could get a radio station from KDKA in Pittsburgh. Oh, the two of the most are easily receivable stations were two stations from Shenandoah, Iowa, each sponsored by a nursery company, and one was Henry Field, KFNF, which meant kind friends never fail. And Henry Field was a little bit on the dowdy side or so, very folksy, and later tried to run for senator or governor, I forget which. And anyway, that was from Shenandoah. And then Keep Millions Alive was the slogan for radio station KMA, which was another nursery-owned station, and that was, of course, MA. Was Earl May, and Earl May still has the company's name is still going with Earl May Seed Company stores around Iowa, but I believe they were brothers-in-law, Henry Field and Earl May, and
When would Grandma have gotten that radio?
maybe in 26 or 27 or 28.
How did they operate if they didn't have electricity?
Batteries.
They on batteries
Yeah,
still?
they had automobile type of batteries that sat down under the desk and were wired up to the radio.